Part 3. You will hear two students called Hugo and Chantal discussing a talk they have just attended at the start of their course in fashion design. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26.
Hi, Chantal. What did you think of the talk then?
Hi, Hugo. I thought it was good once I'd moved seats.
Oh, were the people beside you chatting or something?
It wasn't that. I went early so that I'd get a seat and not have to stand. But then this guy sat right in front of me and he was so tall.
It's hard to see through people's heads, isn't it?
Impossible. Anyway, to answer your question, I thought it was really interesting, especially what the speaker said about the job market.
Me too. I mean, we know we're going into a really competitive field, so it's obvious that we may struggle to get work.
That's right. And we know we can't all have that dream job.
Yeah, but it looks like there's a whole range of areas of work that we hadn't even thought of, like fashion journalism, for instance.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting so many career options.
Overall, she had quite a strong message, didn't she?
She did. She kept saying things like, I know you all think this, but... And then she'd tell us how it really is.
Perhaps she thinks students are a bit narrow-minded about the industry.
It was a bit harsh, though. We know it's a tough industry.
Yeah. And we're only first years after all. We've got a lot to learn.
Exactly. Do you think our secondary school education should have been more career focused?
Well, we had numerous talks on careers, which was good, but none of them were very inspiring. They could have asked more people like today's speaker to talk to us.
I agree. We were told about lots of different careers, just when we needed to be, but not by the experts who really know stuff.
So, did today's talk influence your thoughts on what career you'd like to take up in the future?
Well, I promised myself that I'd go through this course and keep an open mind till the end.
But I think it's better to pick an area of the industry now and then aim to get better and better at it.
Well, I think we'll just have to differ on that issue.
One thing's for certain, though. From what she said, we'll be unpaid assistants in the industry for quite a long time. I'm prepared for that. Aren't you?
Actually, I'm not going to accept that view.
Really? But she knows it's the case, and everyone else says the same.
That doesn't mean it has to be true for me.
Okay. Well, I hope you're right.
Before you hear the rest of the discussion, you have some time to look at questions 28 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 28 to 30.
I think one reason why the origami activity worked so well in this class was that the teacher was well prepared.
Right. I think it would have taken me ages to prepare examples showing each of the steps involved in making the bird. But that was a really good idea. The children could see what they were aiming for. And much better for them to be able to hold something rather than just looking at pictures.
Those physical examples supported her verbal explanations really well.
It's strange that origami isn't used more widely. Why do you think that is?
Well, teachers may just feel it's not that appealing to children who are used to doing everything on computers, especially boys, even if they're aware of the benefits.
Oh, I don't know. It's no different to any other craft activity. I bet it's because so many teachers are clumsy like me.
That's true. Too much effort required if you're not good with your hands.
Well, anyway, I think we should try it out in our maths teaching practice with Year 3. I can see using origami is a really engaging way of reinforcing children's knowledge of geometric shapes, like they were doing in the video. But I think it would also work really well for presenting fractions, which is coming up soon.
Good idea. That's something most of the kids in that class might struggle with. Origami would also be good practice for using symmetry, but I think they did that last term.
Okay, well, let's try and get some ideas together and plan the lesson next week.
Okay, if you could also...
That is the end of part three. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers to part three.